Well, you know what that music's all about. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here on a Wednesday night for The Edge. This installment known as To Health With You. Take that any way you want. We have had an interesting day. I was up much, much later than I anticipated last night. I had to be up very early this morning. The program that we did yesterday, the Protecting Your Wealth episode, was very interesting. The texts, the emails, and the phone calls I received regarding the offer that we made last night was more than interesting. And I've been up, was up since 6 this morning, working on putting orders together and working on some specific things with some of our clients, our customers, our listeners, some of which have still not been resolved because they're looking for a series of options to compare, et cetera, et cetera. And finding those options is not always easy, but needless to say, it has been an interesting day. I also had to go out and take care of some other business this morning. And by 11 o'clock, I was so wiped out, I passed out. And my phone kept ringing and texts kept going off. It was insane. And as it is right now, I'm tired. I'd like to be sleeping. But, well, maybe I should just go get a drink of water. What do you think, Michael? Let's run it.
Mandrake.
Yes, Dad?
Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
Well, yeah, I can't say I have, Jack.
Vodka. That's what they drink, isn't it? Never water.
Well, I believe that's what they drink, Jack, yes.
On no account will a commie ever drink water, and not without good reason.
Oh. Yes. I, can't quite see what you're getting at, Jack.
Water. That's what I'm getting at, water. Mandrake, water is the source of all life. 7/10 of this earth's surface is water. Why do you realize that 70% of you is water?
Oh, Lord.
And as human beings, you and I need fresh, pure water to replenish our precious bodily fluids.
Yes.
Are you beginning to understand?
Yes.
Mandrake. Mandrake, have you never wondered why I drink only distilled water or rainwater and only pure grain alcohol?
Well, it did occur to me, Jack, yes.
Have you ever heard of a thing called fluoridation? Fluoridation of water?
Yes, I have heard of that, Jack, yes. Yes.
Well, do you know what it is?
No. No, I don't know what it is now.
Do you realize that fluoridation is the most monstrously conceived and dangerous communist plot we have ever had to face?
I've not listened to that for quite some time. Obviously, from the film Dr. Strangelove, fluoridation. But interestingly enough, that's not what we're going to be talking about today. I probably could do an entire program on water. It's just something to make you pay attention, I guess, to the manipulation of we the people, not just in this nation, but around the world. I began to work on this program early this afternoon, and it was not an easy one to put together. And then some things began to click. I'm not a fan of the United Nations by any stretch of the imagination, which means I'm also not a fan of the World Health Organization. However, every once in a while, something exceptional even comes out of someone at the UN and the WHO, the WHO. And it has. The World Health Organization has finally confirmed what we and many experts and studies have been saying for months. The coronavirus is no more deadly or dangerous than the seasonal flu. Now, the WHO's top brass made this announcement during a special session of their 34-member executive board on October the 5th. It's just nobody seemed to really understand it. In fact, they didn't seem to completely understand it themselves. Now, at the session, Dr. Michael Ryan, the WHO's head of emergencies, revealed that they believe roughly 10% of the world has been infected with SARS-CoV-2, they call it. That's their best estimate. And a huge increase over the number of officially recognized cases at about 35 million. Dr. Margaret Harris, a WHO spokesperson, later confirmed the figure, stating it was based on the average results of all the broad seroprevalence studies done around the world. And as much as the WHO were attempting to spin this as a bad thing, Dr. Ryan even said it means the vast majority of the world remains at risk. That's actually good news. It confirms once more that the virus is nothing like as deadly as everyone predicted. Global population is about 7.8 billion people. If 10% have been infected, that's 780 million cases. The global death rate currently attributed to the virus is a little over a million, 1,061,539. That's an infection rate, or an infection fatality rate of roughly 0.14%, right in line with seasonal flu and the predictions of many experts from all over the world. 0.14% is over 24 times lower than the WHO's provisional figure of 3.4% back in March. And that figure was used in the models which were used to justify lockdowns and other draconian policies. In fact, given the overreporting of alleged COVID deaths, the IFR is likely even lower than the 0.14% and could show COVID to be much less dangerous than the flu. But none of the mainstream press picked up on that. Why? They don't want to. It doesn't serve their purpose, specifically in this nation. In the interest of thoroughness, they desire to rely on primary sources, not depending purely on mainstream sources, which could remove or amend articles. We began digging for the actual video of Dr. Ryan's remarks, but for some reason, although it was an important WHO meeting during an allegedly hyper-serious pandemic, the video became very hard to find. The only place you were able to see it was on the WHO's own website, and even then you've got to scrub through almost 6 hours of footage. Now, the author of what I'm sharing with you did that. You cannot embed the WHO's stream, but it can tell you to go to this page, blah, 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 and hear the exact quote. I'm going to share with you the quote. Dr. Ryan said, "Our current best estimates tell us that about 10% of the global population may have been infected by this virus. And this varies depending on country, varies from urban to rural. It varies between different groups." Now, the author, just yesterday, was able to come up with the one statement that Ryan had made, the so-called rip video. But allegedly you've got to go through and go through and go through and you can't find anything, except that later tonight I will be publishing this article. And I could almost give all the time to this one particular issue, because frankly, the comments left by a wide range of people is simply amazing. Starting off with a guy named Chris, who's a real jerk. And when you get to this, you want to go looking at these things. And then you begin to look at the comments that are made by other people, considerably more intelligent than what Chris left. I've told you in the past, many times you can get into these things and find far more interest in the comments themselves than in the article. I will have this published tonight. And it'll be published at drkelly.info. It's the appropriate place for it. It's far too important not to publish. Now, as a continuation, a very interesting piece written by Arjun Walia. I believe that this is on a website that may be a British site. I'm not sure. It doesn't make a lot of difference. According to this article published this morning, 34,000 scientists and doctors have signed a declaration strongly opposing the COVID lockdowns. What? Shocking. Why are opinions and narratives that oppose the WHO being censored, ridiculed, and largely ignored? Now see, now we're looking at a counter to WHO. Some days ago, an article was published entitled The Great Barrington Declaration. And at the time of publication, the declaration had approximately 16,000 signatures from doctors and scientists from around the world opposing these lockdown measures. The declaration also had approximately 150,000 signatures from concerned citizens. Also had... So now here we sit just a few days later. After publishing that original article, the declaration now has 447,829 signatures from citizens, 9,540 signatures from medical and public health scientists, and over 25,000 signatures from medical practitioners. That's shocking. One individual stated COVID-19 is less dangerous than many other harms, including influenza. And as immunity builds in the population, the risk of infection to all, including the vulnerable, falls. And we know that all populations will eventually reach herd immunity. In other words, the point at which the rate of new infections is stable. And that this can be assisted by, but is not dependent upon, a vaccine. The goal of the author should therefore be to minimize mortality and social harm until we reach herd immunity. Those who are not vulnerable should immediately be allowed to resume life as normal. Simple hygiene measures, hand washing, staying home when sick should be practiced by everyone to reduce the herd immunity threshold. Schools and universities should be open for in-person teaching. Extracurricular activities like sports should be resumed. Young, low-risk adults should work normally rather than from home. Restaurants and other businesses should open. Arts, music, sport, other cultural activities should resume. People who are more at risk may participate if they wish, while society as a whole enjoys the protection conferred upon the vulnerable by those who have built up herd immunity. Pretty profound stuff, isn't it? Many, many other doctors, Dr. Sunetra Gupta, professor at Oxford University, has comments on this. Dr. J. Bhattacharya. And others. There is also a video. There are some pros and cons, of course. Author says he's been quite intriguing to see so many scientists and doctors completely oppose the recommendations and claims made by the World Health Organization, who since the beginning of this pandemic. What's even more shocking for lots of people is the fact that many scientists and doctors have been completely censored for sharing their research. An opinion. And it goes on and on and on. So there are pros and cons to all of this. And I don't disagree with that. I think it's well worth taking a look at. By the way, interesting headline came out 8 hours ago. Johnson & Johnson, the baby powder manufacturer, is now going to have to pay over $100 million to settle 1,000 baby powder cancer suits. Go figure that one out. And yet, Johnson & Johnson is somehow involved with the testing and manufacturing of a vaccine. Well, if you were foolish enough to take their bloody vaccine, I think that it, I certainly want to know who the manufacturer was. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 2 days ago published an article, 500,000 sharks, we're talking about the kind out there in the water, could be killed to make the COVID-19 vaccine. There's some amazing stuff out here. Absolutely amazing stuff out here. You got to look, but unfortunately, it's kind of what I do. Let me pop something else open here. I want to share with you kind of an introductory type thing over at our website, drkelly.info. Interesting new posts. I like getting into the historical. Article we published several days ago called The Death of Napoleon. Now, what do we care about Napoleon? Well, it was assumed that he died of arsenic. It's been ruled out. Interesting story. Very interesting story. As you know, on all of our existing sites, we've established a new category entitled Out of the Past, the Archive Edition. Some of these things become interesting to me because as many years ago as many of these articles were published, and I don't think time is going to allow us to get into any today. Maybe they will later. I published this one particular piece on October 11th, last week, and or several days ago. And I placed an opening comment that says, it's nearly 19 years since the publication of the following article. And we're entering a similar phase with the COVID-19 vaccine. In addition, how many of the firms mentioned in the article have been merged into others or simply disappeared? Does anything ever really change? It's an article that I originally published on the Federal Observer, January 28th of 2002. It's entitled, Who Controls the Anthrax Vaccine Bottler? It was the 1581st article that I published on that site. I'm not going to share it with you here. If you care, you're going to look at it. More so that you can understand history and how things don't really change. Another was an interesting piece that is new. I came across this on Facebook and found it fascinating. It appears to be a doctor and a nurse with a maybe a young child on those beds they move the kids around in the hospital. I entitled it Sometimes a Great Notion. Brief story. The year was 1922. The scientists went to a hospital ward with diabetic children, most of them comatose, dying from diabetic ketoacidosis, which is known as one of medicine's most incredible moments. Imagine a room full of parents sitting at the bedside waiting for the inevitable death of their child. And the scientists went from bed to bed, injected the children with a new purified extract, something called insulin. And as they began to inject the last comatose child, the first child injected began to awaken. And then one by one, all the children awoke from their diabetic comas. A room full of death and gloom became a place of joy and hope. It's an amazing little story. Let me see what else we got. I think we shared with you last week the national plan to vaccinate every American. Another one of our older articles published in December of 2001 called How to Do CPR on Yourself. Little things like this can be quite interesting to look at. Another publication for December 5th of 2001, article number 1064, AMA declines to call for nationwide smallpox vaccinations, published originally back in 2001. And all these years later, you really thought that things would change. No, my friends, they want to whip out that needle and stick it to you. Don't you find that amazing, crazy stuff? I know that I referenced something on the air, I think, last week. A piece of archival stuff that while I was working on the overhauling and the re-editing of Dr. Kelly's book, which many years ago had been titled One Answer to Cancer with Cancer Cure. And then it was published for several years under the heading of Cancer Cure and the Incurable without surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Well, that title was banned because you cannot talk about curing cancer in this country. You can talk about treating it. I mean, go ahead. Late night television. Watch the ads, the attorneys that are trying to help you sue this and that thing. Other health-related issues specifically as relate to cancer, all they ever do is talk about treating it. You know, we're looking for a cure. Well, they're the only ones that can say that. That's the pink ribbon folks that, you know, are out running around trying to raise money this month. A gentleman heard me and contacted me, and he took some scans and faxed some things to me. I wish I'd had them clearer than what he was able to get me, but I'm happy. It's readable. And I took the image out of it, and it's published in the book because it's a profound piece. Let me share with you some of the text of this. This is from their an organization down in Mexico that Kelly was beginning to work with, the Plaza Santa Maria General Hospital. And they put together a little magazine to promote what they were doing, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a picture of Kelly presenting a certificate to the head of the hospital, Mr. William Evans, executive director of the Plaza Suite Center. And the piece was entitled An Individualized Approach. For many years, says Dr. Kelly, I have been periodically approached by hospital administrators wishing to implement in a clinical setting the nutritional and metabolic programs that I've applied on, at that time, over 25,000 patients. And Kelly went on to say, but I found that their concepts of healing were always based on a belief in the effectiveness of invasive symptom-suppressive therapies that were virtually identical for each patient, rather than in the effectiveness of promoting the strength of each unique metabolism and immune system. Kelly goes on to say that the Plaza Santa Maria General Hospital's emphasis, however, is on creating optimum health and metabolic strength with individualized programs. Their multifaceted approach, with its emphasis on nutritional individuality, is simply not available or at any other medical care facility. He says, I was pleased to license Plaza Santa Maria to use the Kelly Nutritional and Metabolic Program to act as a nutritional and metabolic consultant to the hospital's medical staff, end quote. Now, let me say this. My purpose of sharing this with you is more from historical purposes and also to give you a better understanding of what Kelly was all about. It's not an advertisement for this Plaza Santa Maria General Hospital. I don't even know if they're still around. The print goes on to say Dr. Kelly was recognized as one of the world's foremost authorities on nutritional and metabolic therapies. And as a consultant to the medical staff, he brings the hospital unparalleled knowledge and experience. The benefit each patient will receive from Dr. Kelly's expertise on nutritional individuality and metabolic function is immeasurable. Those words from Dwight McKee, Dr. Metabiology and Immunology Program Director. He concluded by saying his guidance means that a patient will receive a program of conventional and adjunctive therapies that is tailored with incomparable precision to his or her own specific needs. Commentary goes on further to say that the beauty of the program here, this is according to Dr. Kelly, is that medical care is not being administered on a mass production basis. The patient's specific needs are determined, not guessed or assumed. And then a multifaceted program drawn from every proven medical therapy from around the world is designed. Not only are the nutritional programs individualized, but so are the structural, emotional, and medical programs. That says an awful lot, doesn't it? Another vital aspect of Plaza Santa Maria General Hospital's individualized approach back in those days was the emphasis on personalized care. And at that medical facility, the patient was not just a number on the door. A patient is a human being, an intelligent adult with important thoughts and feelings that must be respected and learned from. It's pretty profound, isn't it? This is published on drkelly.info. It is an interesting thing to look at. I've subtitled it, Just an Interesting Scam from the Archives. John Kelly, Dr. Kelly's son, finally got a look at it today, and he about fell out of his chair. And he's in Texas, and I'm in Phoenix, and I could hear the chair start to rumble. It's pretty profound stuff we come across. Another article that I may or may not have shared with you some weeks ago, and I'm not going to delve into it in too much depth right now. I believe I shared the headline with you. Vitamin C. Vitamin C has had tremendous benefits for many people. We've used it in our family for years. But we have a problem with it. Cassie tells us that Big Pharma lies about vitamin C just to keep people sick with cancer, all the while reaping huge profits from toxic cancer treatments. Does that shock you? I don't think it should, but for many people, it will shock them. It's pretty spooky stuff. I spent the last 7 years of Kelly's life working with him. Oh, he was not an easy guy to work with. No. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Kelly wound up, let's just say, getting into it with almost everyone he ever worked with. And I eventually got into it with him. He just approached me about some things because he had some gal that kind of jerked his string around. And he got on my case about something. And it came about because I called him William. He didn't like that. And yet, when he and I first met, and before I ever had him on the air, I asked him, would you like me to call you Dr. Kelly or William or Donald or what? He says, doesn't matter. And then this female got into his life, so-called Dr. Judith Nipps, N-I-P-P-S. And, yeah, it didn't go well. Hey, stick around. We'll be back in a moment. Hey, man. Little B.B. King. Stay with us. Maybe in the hereafter.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. sell your property fast, and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs.
I am back. But I have to share with you, it is always difficult for me to interrupt this piece of music. I've certainly been familiar with the work of Marvin Gaye and that particular piece for a very good portion of my life. The song came out as, in effect, a song against war in Vietnam. In a roundabout way, it had much to do with the racism issues that continue to be thrown up in our face, usually by those who claim we are racist. I think that the most amazing version of that song that I ever heard or watched, I happened to watch again last night. And it was from 1983, a television special called Motown 25. Now, I don't think Marvin was actually broadcasting or recording with Motown at that time, although I could be wrong because I know he was married to Berry Gordy's sister. And he came out and did this amazing introduction. He wasn't introducing the song. He was doing commentary on the piano about love and getting along with human beings, et cetera, et cetera. And then he cuts into this song. And it wasn't that horribly long afterwards that his father killed him, murdered him. And that's always upset me. It's always bothered me. An amazing, amazing human being, a man who cared, who had great talent, great ability to display emotion and feelings. But that's not what the program is about here. I'm going to share a little teaser with you regarding next week's program. And I've talked for several months about concentrating a program to colon cancer. And I think it's something that is long overdue, because each and every one of us, specifically, we reach a certain age and, you know, they want to give us colonoscopies every year and they want to do this invasive thing and that invasive thing. I want to share with you just a couple of things as an introduction to where I plan on going next week. Colonoscopies. You know, it's a deadly scam that does not prevent cancer. Colonoscopies are lethal. They cause more deaths than they cure, and they cannot detect cancer. Then why is it that it is continually, I'll be polite and say crammed up or shoved down our throats, not crammed up our you know what. It's simple. The procedure known as a colonoscopy, as a prophylactic for colon cancer, is a multi-million dollar industry. Every year, over 14 million perfectly healthy individuals age 50 and up submit themselves to this invasive procedure, hoping to detect colorectal cancer. Is it effective? I'm going to say on the surface, no, of course it's not. But I'm also going to invite you to make sure you tune in next Wednesday. And we're going to expand on this story. But the entire hour is not going to be concentrating on that. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit more about cancer, what it is. We're going to then discuss colon cancer, some of the specific signs, the symptoms, and the stages. Look, I'm going to assume that a good number of our listeners are older rather than younger. But then, what the hell do I know? We're going to talk about some of the top signs of colon cancer. We're going to talk about the different stages, the symptoms, the treatments, the causes. Notice I said treatments. We got a fair amount to cover, so we'll plan on doing that next week. Don't miss it. Now let's take another direction. About a year ago, I received a letter from a man who is a doctor, who has taught advanced courses for dentists, orthodontics, related pain control for over 30 years. In 1972, he was the first dentist in Washington State to issue straight wire orthodontics and the first dentist to correct vertical deficiencies in children by placing vertical dimension primary molar buildups and or vertical erupting appliances. Man's name is Merle Loudon. Involved with the first group of dentists to recognize lateral tongue splinting in young infants and integrate functional and fixed techniques to correct vertical dimension deficiencies and or condylar placement. The originator of something called vertical dimension primary molar buildups, which help to correct deep bites and otitis media in children. Now, we're not going to take an awful lot of time with this. He's also invented something called an interior repositioning appliance. That's a functional muscle malocclusion concept. You know, 12 commandments of occlusion and the vertical overbite domino rule, blah, 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 blah. Merle and I have got to know each other fairly well, written many articles in several American former and foreign dental journals, has lectured at over 50 cities, 7 foreign countries on functional jaw orthopedics, fixed wire orthodontics. Member of the American Dental Association, considered as a diplomat, senior instructor in the International Association for Orthodontics. He's a diplomat of the American Academy of Pain Management, also a member of the American Orthodontic Society. Merle is in the process of going through the editing on a new book he's going to be publishing. And I've spent about 2 hours on the phone with he and his publisher. And there's some things that I'm going to be going through cleaning up for him. He's an older guy, and I think he could use some help on some of these issues. I mean, he's, in many, many respects, he's done far more than I have. 45 years in practice. Very, very interesting. Very much associated with the mercury elimination, oral surgery, crowns and bridges as TMJ treatment, diet control, etc. Met Dr. Kelly many, many years ago up in Washington State. Merle seems to have been born and stayed in Washington most of his life. Started a private practice in 1950-something in East Wenatchee, Washington. I've also been asked to write a foreword for his book. That's a very difficult thing to do, because how do I write about Kelly, which will be a part of it, because he writes about Kelly fairly intensely. And I was quite surprised. He happened to call me last Saturday. I was not in a position to take the call. I had something going on. And I never went back and listened to the voicemail until a couple days later. He subsequently sent me his weekly article, which kind of shocked me out of belief. It's entitled, Two Cancer Cure Books That Every Preventive Cancer Person Should Read. Merle says, of all the books I've read on preventing and curing cancer, I would definitely say that two books stand alone. They are Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation, and One Man Alone, An Investigation of Nutrition Cancer, and Dr. William Donald Kelly. As I think most of you know at this point, Dr. Kelly was the doctor that both books were written about and or for, where thousands of cancer patients were helped and or cured. Nicholas Gonzalez's book, One Man Alone, explains much about Kelly's story. Every person wanting to prevent or cure cancer should read both books. Now, I don't carry Nick Gonzalez's book, One Man Alone. I had one marvelous conversation with Nick in my life, and it wasn't too long afterwards that he mysteriously died. But I have established a marvelous relationship with his widow, and we talk often. I did something here because Nick and I talked about this, that I would love to also carry his books. Obviously, it never came to pass. Nick's associate still continued the business, but she disappeared out of New York City and moved it down to Texas. I don't know what it is about Texas. Maybe she figures she can get the drugs cheaper and across the border. To continue with Merle's column, he says, Victory Over Cancer explicitly explains how Kelly, an orthodontist, cured his own pancreatic cancer after chemotherapy and radiation treatment were unsuccessful, and the oncologist gave him 2 to 4 months to live. The book not only explains in detail how Kelly cured his cancer, but then how he went on to treat and cure the greatest percentage of 20,000 more patients. Merle says, I didn't make a mistake. I said 20,000, not 2,000. Kelly's cancer treatment was examined by a medical student, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, as partial fulfillment of his immunology fellowship at Cornell University School of Medicine. Gonzalez had previously read a great deal about Kelly treating Steve McQueen, a movie actor. McQueen's mesothelioma had been treated with radiation and chemo without success. And then the oncologist had given up on his treatment. McQueen's cancer was too far advanced for Kelly to help, but Kelly agreed to try. Steve would not comply with Kelly's procedures, however, and the rest is history, or was it? Kelly's name and the Steve McQueen saga reached every major and minor newspaper, radio, television station in this country. The medical establishment called Kelly a quack, said he shouldn't be treating ailments he knew nothing about. Kelly's orthodontic license was taken away, and he was wrongly blamed for McQueen's death. And in Kelly's book, Victory Over Cancer, he explains his cancer treatment protocol, his use of vital enzymes, coffee enemas, regimented diet, several other procedures needed to cure cancer. I will also tell you the complete story of Steve McQueen is told in that book. Maybe that would excite some of you, as I'll do an entire section of the program talking about McQueen's cancer story. Oh, McQueen kept on drinking. He kept on smoking. Kind of just kept on doing what he wanted to do because that was Steve McQueen. Well, the story did go a little bit further, but we'll not have time to share that part of it with you tonight. Yeah, we'll take a portion of the program and share McQueen's story with you sometime. Well, Gonzalez, after carefully going over 455 records of Kelly's 30,000 by that time of cancer patients, was convinced that Kelly had not only helped these people with his procedures, but the specialized diets and the enzymes and the enemas and specific nutrients not only regressed the tumors, but also cured many and prolonged cancer patients' lives. And Gonzalez was so convinced that Kelly's procedures were helping to cure cancer patients that he continued after graduation to use Kelly's protocol, along with some other procedures, hair analysis and other tests. And so Gonzalez, over the next 20 years after graduation, treated himself over 10,000 cancer patients with 85 to 90% success rates. From the standpoint, the patients were living beyond 5 years, something the medical community couldn't do. But unfortunately, Gonzalez is one of those 77 at that time preventative and alternative cancer physicians that mysteriously died in 2014 and 15. He was a healthy 64-year-old man, and just prior to his death had a great physical exam that showed no ailments, no HPV, no other medical problems. So these two books, Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation, is available exclusively through me. That was the choice of the family. There's reasons for it. They don't want to be providing enzymes to the users and selling the books, because then you're looked upon as that you're trying to play doctor. I'm not trying to play doctor. I just sell a book. And the Kelly Foundation still provides enzymes. We kind of separate things a little bit. I strongly urge you. I have a brand new printing that will be coming out within a matter of days. A couple of very, very minor updates in them. If you've already purchased a copy of the book, don't buy it because of those minor updates. You know, you've got what's important in front of you, Kelly's protocols. But by going to Dr. Kelly's website, drkelly.info, directly below the banner near the top, it says Victory Over Cancer Can Be Achieved. You hold your mouse over the bookstore, and you can either select the Victory Over Cancer or Dr. Kelly's self-test for the different metabolic types, or the Kelly package. But do understand, if you have been diagnosed with and are already undergoing any form of cancer treatment, the self-test book unto itself will not do you any good. But the one section of that book that will do you good, you email me, and I'll make sure it's provided for you at no cost, no obligation. One Man Alone is the book that Nick Gonzalez wrote, talking with his widow, Mary Beth. She has kept me updated, provided me with new book covers, all sorts of stuff. I have also placed that book in this article with a link in dark red, One Man Alone. It'll take you directly to Amazon where you can order it. I have personal reasons for not dealing with Amazon, and I ain't done with Amazon yet. But these two books, Kelly's victory over cancer without surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation, and Nick Gonzalez's One Man Alone will show to you that cancer can be treated and many can be cured without chemo or radiation or surgery. And for the prevention of cancer or help in treating cancer, even if a person has radiation and chemo, they are still invaluable. Both books are easily available. Once again, Victory Over Cancer can be obtained by calling me at 623-327-1778. You can order it directly from the publisher, me, via check or PayPal. One Man Alone is also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Each and every one of you would benefit by reading them. Even if you've not been diagnosed, it sure would be nice to have a distinct understanding of it. Some of the warning signs, some of the things to look for, even Kelly's own story. I've not shared that for quite a while. Maybe we'll do that coming up soon. I'm very committed to this business of the alternative health cycle. The work of Kelly, the work of a wide range of people. And why not? It's your health. It's my health. It's our lives. Of course, with all that's going on in the world, maybe I don't want to participate anymore. Also, very quickly before we wind up for the day, the offer that we made yesterday obviously fluctuates in general pricing. We talked about the silver Valcombi bars yesterday. This is just amazing. This caused phones to start ringing like I've not heard in years. And if you go to MorganaPreciousMetals.com, on the front page, right at the top, it says, let's get physical. And you can read that brief couple of paragraphs, and down toward the bottom of that, click on the words that say, take a look. And read through it. Get a look at the photographs. Any questions about it, ask. And I've found more articles now, strongly warning, the government, the Federal Reserve, and we know who owns that, they are out to make this and turn this into a cashless society. You sit with a bunch of money in the bank, maybe it's time to convert it to something that they can't control. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I've not taken a look at spot for a while, but a little bit lower than what it was yesterday. So, you know, if that holds overnight, then we could feasibly see some slightly better pricing. I've sent an email out to one of my suppliers just before the program started last hour, but I know she's done for the day. She won't be back. And we'll get all that nonsense going tomorrow. Any questions, do give us a call. Best number, 602-799-8214. And we're getting close, aren't we? I don't know what time we start the closing music on the health show. I've lost track. I'm going to have a busy night tonight. Get yourself updated on drkelly.info overnight and by tomorrow. Interesting pieces you're going to be able to take a look at and read, some of which are already published. Others have not been. So let's do it. Michael, you there? Hey. Yeah. Oh, okay. 20 seconds. Good deal. I lose track. I go just so long and I start to wear down. The voice is wearing down. Been one of those days. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow with Lord knows what. We'll see what's going on in the world, if it even still exists. And, man, like we title the program, it is kind of to health with you. It is your health. It is your issue. It's your responsibility. It's not your doctor. It's not your surgeon. It's you. Okay? You've got to accept that responsibility. Hey, we're closing on out of here as we do every Wednesday. Little Ella Fitzgerald to close with the same song that Artie Shaw opened up with. Begin the Beguine. Life goes on, my friends. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Good night.
It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you. once more under the stars. And down by the shore an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. Again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.